You are listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, episode number 5. Hi, this is Marco Salles, and you are listening to our 5th episode. Become a premium member of our website and get the transcripts of all our podcasts. Visit todomundopod.com. You can also like us on Facebook. You know, we like you too. On today's episode, we'll talk about some ways used on the internet to abbreviate words in Brazilian Portuguese. So, are you going to do some Portuguese test? Just forget about it. You probably won't use that. But instead, if you're trying to learn Portuguese by chatting to someone online, this podcast might be very useful to you. I was reading an article. By the way, you can find the link here on the description of this episode. And the article was about internet slang in Brazil. The guy told about his experience when he had just arrived to Brazil and met a girl. It's a very funny story. It is worth visiting his website. So I had the idea to also talk about internetês. That's what we call internet slang in Brazil. But I'm going to add a few cultural notes in some cases, okay? For example, do you know the meaning of a triple K in a text message? No, please, don't you think we are talking about that organization? We're not like that here in Brazil. You can find the letter K more than 3 times at the same expression. Maybe 4 times, or even 87 times. It doesn't matter. I just don't know if you can count them. KKK or KKKKK. When you see someone writing this expression, he or she is simply trying to give you an idea of something very funny. The more letters K he or she writes, the funnier was what you said. It's something similar to the symbol LOL. The next expression is AFF. A-F-F. Are you with the transcripts of this podcast in front of you? You will probably understand it better if you are reading it. However, to understand the meaning of this term, you need to know that Brazil has a vast majority of Catholic people. The expression AFF stands for Ave Maria, Jesus Mother, and can be used to indicate surprise, disapproval, or dissatisfaction. I know, isn't clear enough, it is. Let's try some examples. Aff, fiz isso outra vez. Jeez, I did it again. Aff, como você tá bonita. Jeez, how you are beautiful. It is actually a Brazilian interjection. Now I know you got it, right? And how about ata? Do you know what does this little new word mean? Okay, I got it. Yes, that's the meaning of it. Ah, tá. Okay, now I understand. Now I got it. FDS. It is a simple way to shorten the words fim de semana, weekend. Some people also use fim de. Como foi o seu fim de? How was your weekend? NGM. Ninguém. Nobody. QTO. Quanto? How much? Okay, I don't know how much you have learned by now, but it's time to stop. If you have a question, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try to do that in Portuguese. It doesn't matter if you miss one or two words. After all, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. Happy New Year to all of us. Thanks.